Yeah, yeah. I'm taking my freedom.
Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are 7 pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all 7 areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all 7 areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all 7 areas of life? You got this. Hi, everyone. My name is Rebecca Whitman. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. Today, I'm so excited because we're going to be talking about hustle culture, why it's toxic, how to overcome it, how you can achieve results without the grind and burning yourself out, how to achieve major results in a feminine way where you actually can enjoy the journey and not push yourself to exhaustion. And we have a really special guest, someone that I met on Clubhouse and I heard her speak and I was like, oh my God, the mission of the show is to empower you to go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And she speaks into exactly that, how not to get burned out and still achieve amazing results. First, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about why hustle culture is toxic and how to beat it. So the only thing waiting for you at the finish line of hustle culture is burnout, overwhelm, exhaustion, feeling drained. Do not fall into the social pressure of work, 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 work. That is around us. That is definitely, it's online, it's in Clubhouse, it's on podcasts. The harder you work, the better you are in life. But that's not necessarily true. I mean, who wants to look back on their life and say, I wasted my whole life working and didn't enjoy my life? So these are some tips that I have for you on how to overcome the hustle culture. The first one is to redefine success. So I have personally redefined success as the amount of joy I feel in life. You can redefine success any way you want. Most people define success as money. But if you have all the money in the world and you don't have any joy, then what actually is the point? Another thing that means success to me is freedom. The whole reason to have money, in my opinion, is to have the freedom to do what you want, where you want, when you want, and with who you want. If you don't have freedom, if you're just chained to your desk, or if you're just in commuter traffic all day, 24 hours, who cares? What's the point? It's all about freedom. And then the final thing that I use to define success is quality time. If you have success, but you don't have any time to enjoy your money or your relationships or your family, then what is the point of success if you have no time? To me, time is actually more valuable than money because money, you can spend it and make it again. Time, We never know how much of it we have left. And once we spend our time, we never get it back. So time, to me, is so much more valuable than money. Another way to overcome hustle culture is to let go of society's expectations for you to achieve certain things. Maybe you feel like you have to make 6 or 7 figures to be successful. What is good for you? What do you want to achieve to feel like a success? I believe that we should live to work. We shouldn't live to work. We should work to live. So we don't want to live just to work. We want to have freedom, and we want to have a nice, comfortable pace in life where we can actually enjoy life. And as I've said on the show before, we want to be a human being, not a human doing. The next thing you can do to overcome hustle culture is design your ideal day. That's actually going to be one of the questions I ask my guests. What does your ideal day look like? If your ideal day is not what you're currently living, start a side hustle. I actually have a free masterclass. The link is in my bio. It's a 45-minute free masterclass on how to create a 6-figure side hustle so you eventually can leave the job that you hate and have more ideal days. But what does your ideal day look like? Do you sleep in? Do you wake up when you wake up naturally? Do you get to have a slow, leisurely morning over coffee? Are you walking with your dog? What does your ideal day look like? Make sure you write that down if you're listening. The next thing is to create attainable short-term goals. The reason why we hustle is we feel like we're never going to achieve our goals, and we're just like running and never getting there and not having goals that we can achieve. What if your biggest goal today is just to drink 90 ounces of water? That's a good goal. What if your goal is just to return all your phone calls and emails? That's a great goal. Create attainable goals so you can actually celebrate your wins, which is my next point. To avoid burnout, celebrate your wins no matter how small. If you got 8 hours of sleep, celebrate that. If you didn't watch the news right when you woke up or right before you fell asleep, celebrate that, because you're not putting that toxicity in your head when your subconscious is vulnerable right when you wake up, right when you go to sleep. It's the most vulnerable time for your subconscious. Make sure you're putting positivity in those valuable times of right before sleep and right after you wake up. Celebrate that win. What can you celebrate today? Maybe you actually were present in a conversation with your child or spouse or loved one, and you didn't look at your phone, and you actually gave them listening and eye contact without looking at your phone. In this day and age, that's a big deal. Celebrate that. That is a win. The next thing is choose a morning or evening routine. I know everybody talks about win the morning, win the day, and I am a believer in a morning routine, but I've coached clients where their natural rhythm is just not happening in the morning. They really want to have that extra half hour sleep. So you can create an evening routine where you do prayer, meditation, yoga. You can write in an abundance journal like the one that I have in my link tree. You can do all that in the evening as well as in the morning. So you get to choose morning routine or evening routine. And finally, set boundaries around your time and energy. Like I said, your time is your most valuable asset. It's something that you never get back. So set times when you are unavailable for any business calls, emails, or texts. You're off the clock. If you're in your own business, you get to set your times. So if you say, I'm not taking any more calls after 4 p.m., I'm just focusing on my family, then stick to those boundaries around your time and energy. We're going to be cutting to a commercial break. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And when we come back from this break, you're going to get to meet my exciting guest, Rachel Amarante, who talks exactly about how to overcome burnout. So we'll see you in a minute.
What if there were a super tiny device that could diagnose the brain and is smaller than a single human hair? What if you could see inside the brain to help an epilepsy patient during surgery or to help the fight against Parkinson's disease? Dr. Patricia Broderick is proud to announce the Broderick Probe, a biomedical and electronic breakthrough. Imagine a probe to help with the understanding and potential cure of brain-related diseases. To learn more, listen live to the Easy Sense Radio Show with host Dr. Broderick, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern, on the Bold Brave Media Network and TuneIn Radio. And to help support the Broderick Foundation, please go to EasySense.com and learn how, with your help, we can fight these horrific brain disorders. That's EasySense.com to learn more and help support the Broderick Foundation. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back from the commercial break. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network, and we're talking today with our guest. Her name is Rachel Amarante. She actually has a very, very similar mission to the mission of our show. She helps women overcome burnout and hustle culture. Let me tell you a little bit about our guest. Rachel is a former executive of a million-dollar small business turned motivational coach. She's a best-selling author, a speaker who educates women and organizations on the importance of confidence and transformation. She's also a wife and a mom of four young kids. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show, Rachel.
Thank you so much for having me. I know, listening to your opening, I was like jotting down notes for myself, like, I need to be doing that for this. I need to be doing this for myself in burnout. Because I mean, it's all real. We can coach and we can talk about it as much as we want, but it's real for all of us. So I think that that's a point that I want to make, that just because we may be coaches of this, or we may have gone through it and have some tips and things like that, it's very real in all of our lives, especially right now in our world, coming out of a pandemic. We're all in this together, and we just keep riding it out together. So yeah, thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm so glad you're here. I know I am too a burnout coach, and I find myself struggling with burnout. I'm like, I got to start listening to my own teachings and stop pushing myself so hard. But it seems like there's just this force in our culture that you just can do more, achieve more, do more, achieve more. It's like a rhythm that it's so easy just to fall into. It's kind of just an undercurrent in our culture. Do you feel that way?
Yes, absolutely. Even, you know, as I pride myself on communication, whether it's a client, in my marriage, with my kids, anything like that. But I can get burnt out from doing that, is expecting that I should get back to everyone who's emailed me, messaged me, called me within that day. That sometimes is too much, and you just have to let go of that. And slowly but surely, I believe that there is enough of us who are like, hold on a minute, that actually just can't be the expectation anymore. Or I am going to turn off my phone, or I am going to say no to that or no to this because I need it, because our souls need it. And it feels so much better when you can do that. A lot of the clients that I work with come and they are trying to build businesses or find their path in motherhood. And so they want to grow and build and climb. And before I allow any of them to do any of that, I ask them nicely, and then I force them to turn inward, to slow down and to be still. And there are certain practices, like some of the ones that you gave at the beginning of this show. And, you know, I do a lot of ancient Chinese medicine, like through the Ikigai, and just really foundational work to who they are and what they want in this world. Because one of the things that I've learned about burnout is that we talk a lot about it. We try to fix it a lot. But what would happen if we tried to understand it and tried to figure out why it was there in our lives? Because it's there for a reason. So when we ground down into ourselves, into who we really are supposed to be in this world and for this world, we burn out less because we're doing what we're called to be doing. And it's not about how high you can climb on a ladder anymore. It's about how big you can live. So instead of burnout, what if it became an opportunity? You know, like if your burnout becomes your breakthrough instead.
Oh, that's a tweetable. When your burnout becomes your breakthrough. Yeah. I really like that. And it's not about how high you can climb. It's about the quality of your life. Mm-hmm. Because if you climb to the top of the ladder and you fall off it and crash and you have like a health crisis, then what's the point?
Right. And here's the thing is you might get to the middle of the ladder and stay still for a while. Okay. You might, you know, pick a different rung to climb up. It actually doesn't matter. I think the thing that needs to change in our culture is the belief that there is one ladder and one direction. And when we can change that assumption or belief, which I think is slowly happening, but when we can really do that, then it allows for burnout to sort of fizzle out naturally because we're doing what we're called to be doing, not what we think we should be doing all the time.
Yes, absolutely. And I really like what I'm, you know, I'm in Generation X. What I really like about the millennials, sorry about that. There's like a garbage truck in the background. This is like real life. It's real and raw. I'm in LA. It's a big
city. I like
it. So it's all about the experiences. And, you know, the millennials are so into just like traveling and having like the richness of experiences rather than just working on accumulating a pile of money. Mm-hmm. And I think that kind of to refer back to my opening monologue, we get to define success. For some people, success is of course going to be a pile of money, but more and more I see people redefining success as having like a full life. And that's just such a beautiful shift.
Yeah, I agree with you. And there's a lot to be said to that. And when actually I wrote that down, when you said defining your own success, that's one of the notes that I took, because it's like, how do we do that? We can say it all day long, define, have your own definition, have your own definition of success. But teaching people how to do that is a lot different. And one of the things that I know that works for me is I really had to let go of the societal expectations of motherhood and perhaps what mothers have done in the past or what they should be doing and the path that should be. And so the definition, redefining that definition of success is grounding down into who you are and what you want for your life. Because becoming a mother, becoming a parent, becoming a business owner, that's an opportunity. It needs to be stopped being looked at as a daunting, all-encompassing thing in our lives, and instead an opportunity for something really great and something really amazing. And so it's really just, it's our definition of success is shifting our own perspectives on our lives. That's it.
So what is your definition of success, Rachel?
Oh, wow. That's a really deep, big question.
we start deep here.
I know. I like it. And honestly, okay, I can answer very honestly. It changes a lot. It changes every day. It changes as my kids grow, really. You know, success for me is being able to travel with my kids and show them the world. I don't need to go to the Taj Mahal, but I'm even talking like we went to North Dakota and saw the Black Hills the first summer of COVID, and my kids still like, and saw Mount Rushmore, and then we went to South Dakota and saw Mount Rushmore, and they say it's like still one of their favorite trips. So I'm not talking about like, you know, traveling to Africa necessarily. That's amazing. Let's do that too. But that travel for me and that time with my boys and my family, like that is success for me. And being able to do that over and over again in different ways, I think that would be that would be my definition of success for sure. Yeah.
I love that. And that is something that whether you're traveling to the town next door, or whether you're having you're going to another state like North Dakota, you can do that. And then you could take it all the way to, the Taj Mahal. But there's so many different gradations of traveling with your kids.
And it's not even about, we can translate that to, again, thinking of success, is that it's not actually about the physical place most of the time. It's about all the conversation you have along the way. It's about all the stuff you're learning together, whether you're with your kids or your spouse. But you have to, that's an adventure. I think maybe I should broaden that. Is my definition of success is being adventurous in my life with my family and going on those adventures together, because I think that those are the things that you're going to remember forever, and your family will remember that forever. And yeah,
it's beautiful. When people think back on their life, they don't think about, oh, I got this car, or I got this house. They're like, they think about the fun and the joy and the memories and what food. They learned and the food. Exactly. So, let's, make a decision right now to keep changing our definition of success from having a pile of money to having it be an adventure. I really like Helen Keller's famous quote, that life is a great adventure or nothing. And having that spirit of adventure rather than drudgery and, oh my God, I got to raise kids and I got to be an entrepreneur. Oh my God, I got to go work. Or I like saying, I change my have to's to I get to's, I get to raise kids. Yes. I get to have a home-based business. I get to figure out online marketing, and just making everything an adventure changes your paradigm. So how did you become a coach? It says in your bio that you were a former executive. What made you leave your job to become a coach? Tell us a little bit about your story.
Yes. So I had a fancy job and a fancy title and a company that I'd helped build and grow, and I loved it for a long time. And there was a moment where a young mother came to me and said, "How do you do it all?" And because for so long I had prided myself on being a perfect superwoman mother, I answered like society has taught us to. I said, it's really not that big of a deal. I don't know. When I really wanted to scream, this is not real. It's like a tornado behind me that nobody can see. And that really stuck with me. And I left that conversation thinking, oh my God, I had the opportunity to lift that woman up and give her a space to feel not so alone. And instead, I took a little bit of her confidence to uphold my superwoman status. And I looked at my kids and how I tried to control, they had to, their outfits always had to match, or how they always talked about money and how much money they were going to make as when they grew up. And I realized that I was trying to control everything around me so that no one would see my imperfections and I could keep that title. And that woman changed the trajectory of my life, because I realized in that moment, this is actually not what life is about. And this is not what I want to teach my kids. And this is not how I want to be. And so with a gut feeling and totally uncharacteristic kind of craziness of my life, I quit my job and I took 5 months and said no to every opportunity and every should that society has put in front of us. And now my kids are mismatched and happy, and I have found what I'm supposed to be doing in this world. And I speak to women and organizations about reclaiming our identities and being okay with sharing what's messy and imperfect and failure. Let's teach people how to fail. And so that's how I'm doing now. And I really make every decision based on a gut, how it's something feels in my gut, and less about how it should look to society.
That is so beautiful. So do your kids still talk about money?
They talk about money. I mean, look, and here's the thing about going on adventures. it costs money. Like, I'm not going to pretend that we can all live outside of a box. And because there are things that cost money, like college and traveling. And yes, my kids still talk about money. However, I am either one, interjecting constantly of like, okay, are you happy? Okay, whoa, maybe you should try, you know, like maybe you should think about that instead, because that's not all that matters. Or two, teaching them, I'm taking the time. I am slowing down. I've stopped climbing so fast to go nowhere and take the time to have those conversations with my children that will hopefully impact them when they're making financial and business and personal decisions in their life. And I'm grateful to have a spouse who backs me up on all of this. So, yeah.
I love it. That's great. So we're going to talk to you and at the break, after the break, we're going to talk about mom guilt. I know everybody can relate to that. If not mom guilt, any kind of guilt. My name is Rebecca Whitman. I am your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And we're coming to you live from Bold Brave TV. We're going to take a quick commercial break and then talk about mom guilt when we come back. We'll see you in a minute.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like, it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. You know, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical.
Are you struggling to care for elderly parents or a spouse? Do you wonder if being a caregiver is making you sick? Are you worried about taking time off work to care for elderly parents and balance work, life, and caregiving? Has caregiving become exhausting and emotionally draining? Are you an aging adult who wants to remain independent, but you're not sure how? I'm Pamela D. Wilson. Join me for the Caring Generation radio show for caregivers and aging adults, Wednesday evenings, 6 Pacific, 7 Mountain, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern, where I answer these questions and share tips for managing stress, family relationships, health, well-being, and more. Podcasts and transcripts of the Caring Generation are on my website, PamelaDWilson.com, plus my caregiving library, online caregiver support programs, and programs for corporations interested in supporting working caregivers. Help, hope, and support for caregivers is here on The Caring Generation and PamelaDWilson.com.
Welcome back. My name is Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. We're taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant, coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. We're here with my guest, Rachel Amarante. She is going to talk about mom guilt. How can we avoid it, Rachel?
Oh my God. Okay, this is a big one. I feel like we can have mom guilt, dad guilt, you know, like lots of guilt happening. And I think that it stems from, and I would be interested to see your perspective of this as well, but I think it stems from our comparison, like the social comparison theory, right? So, and obviously that's been around since the beginning of time, frankly. However, with social media as an explosive in the last 20 years, we are constantly able to compare our lives to other people. Whenever we want, our instinct is to turn on our phone and find our answer from Instagram influencers, from celebrities, from, I don't know, the Today Show, wherever. We look outside to figure out what we need in our own lives on the inside. And I think that that's where the guilt comes from, because we look at what other people are doing constantly and think, I should be there. I should have done this already. Look at this mom doing that. Like, she's got 3 kids in a stroller and, you know, her hair is done and she's got makeup on. And like, I don't have any of that. So I think that that's where that stems from and why it's been so heightened, at least on my motherhood journey. My oldest is 11. So for 11 years, I've had mom guilt. And I've been working to understand where it comes from. And then I've also practiced shutting it off. And like, I don't have mom guilt anymore. I really don't. And I think that part of that is I've done a lot of work, internal work on myself to know my purpose in this life, take good care of myself every day. So that becomes something that my kids are just used to. It's a non-negotiable that I will work out, that I will fuel my body, that I will move in some way. And that just becomes something that my boys understand now and respect. And so then they can turn around and do that in their own life someday. And the other thing I would say about burnout is, like we were talking earlier about turning it into an opportunity, right?
Yes.
So like you can turn mom guilt and the obligations we have in our lives around being a mother into an opportunity. Like, let's say, like I always think about sitting with my child in the bathtub. Like they're playing, like you're kind of watching them. You're kind of annoyed that you're sitting there because you're just watching a kid in the bathtub, like playing with a dinosaur. To me, it's always felt like a waste of time. Like I should be doing all these other things. And yet I'm sitting here watching you play in the tub, like completely unnecessary and also probably illegal if I leave you here. So whatever, fine. Okay. But instead of looking at it as like another obligation, another thing to feel bad that you're feeling about it, I've shifted my perspective to now say, this is my opportunity to be still. This is my opportunity to just be, right? This is my opportunity to listen to that child in the tub and his stories or his dreams or whatever. So again, like all of that, that power lies within us to change that.
Yeah. It's a choice.
Yeah.
And to actually be excited to be still instead of thinking, oh no, I'm just being present with my kid in the bath and watching my kid take a bath. What could I be doing?
Yes.
Instead of just being mindful and being like, oh my God, this is such a beautiful moment. You know, one day my kid's going to be off at college and I'm going to be like, oh, remember when I got to watch him take a bath, you know? So it's just changing our perspective to once again, instead of being a human doing, being a human being enjoying our just beingness, just being alive and on the planet and having these moments. It's just such a gift. So how can we embrace burnout?
Mm-hmm. Embrace burnout. Ooh, good one. I feel like I embrace burnout by listening to my body. My body, I have gotten really good at knowing the signs, whether it's migraine or, you know, gut issues or just like exhaustion. I know when those times come in my life that it's time for me to slow down, and I actually listen to them. I used to try to hurry up and beat it. I'm like, no, I don't have time to have gut this. I don't have time to have tired legs. I don't have time to have a migraine. So I'm just going to keep powering through everything. And that never worked. It would just like heighten everything else. And so I really had to retrain my brain to listen to what I needed at that moment. And that takes away the guilt of it too, because you are where you're supposed to be in that moment. I always say, like, you know, that there was a big, like in the past few years, FOMO, everyone had FOMO everything. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe in FOMO. I believe in the joy of missing out. The JOMO,
ooh,
right? Because it's not actually like we're finding joy in missing out on things, but that your joy comes from wherever you are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that takes away your guilt. That takes away your gut issues. That takes away your migraines. That takes away your hormone problems. Being peaceful and knowing that you are where you are meant to be in that moment can change your whole life instead of trying to be somewhere else all the time.
I totally agree, Rachel. The joy is in the moment. You know, when you think about the past, you're usually in depression, beating yourself up. When you're thinking about the future, it's usually an anxiety. Oh my God, what's going to happen? Am I going to be okay? But the joy is in the moment. And I think that is beautiful. So very similar to burnout, there's overwhelm. I think there are two dirty sides of the same coin. So what kind of tips do you have for our listeners on how to deal with overwhelm?
Yeah. And to be fair, like I will pretend I'm on the top of the mountain here because I'm overwhelmed all the time and I hustle constantly. So it takes work for me to make myself still. It takes work for me and conscious effort for me to slow. So I like we were talking about earlier, like just because we might be coaching these things, like we're still in them too. And so that's very real. And how I deal with overwhelm, what I would say, I think is I'm a planner and an organizer. So I organize like for my to-do lists every week. It's in four different categories. One is for my family, one is for my home, one is for myself, and one is for my business.
Nice.
I still have to run a household of four children. By the way, you know, summer starts tomorrow. So talk about overwhelm this week, right? But if I can categorize them, then it's like I don't lose priority because they all are important in my life. All four of those things are very important in my life. So then I can go around and check off the different things one by one. Okay, I did the laundry. Now I'm going to go do something for myself. I'm going to go work out. Now I'm going to do something for my business. Now I need to sign up for soccer, whatever. And I can go around and check those off. And so writing it down for me takes away the overwhelm because it gets it out of my head. The other thing is I really have started setting better expectations. My list as a sole businesswoman, I don't have, you know, I don't have partners. I don't have contractors or anything. I mean, as you know, like our list for our business could be la, 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 la forever, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I have, and I used to think like, I have to do all this week because I have to hurry. I have to climb. I have to build faster. And I really made a conscious effort to say, no, you, for what? Why? What? No, you don't. Do what you can this week and hustle while you're doing it, but do it intentionally. So being very intentional about what I choose to do takes away my feeling of overwhelm. And then the last one I would say, which you said earlier in your opening, is boundaries. Boundaries.
Yes.
Set good boundaries with yourself and with your spouse and with your kids. Your kids deserve to know what your boundaries are. And that was something that helps me with mom guilt and helps me with overwhelm when it comes to my children, is they respect my boundaries just like I respect theirs.
That is so true. Setting boundaries around your time and energy so people know this is when mommy's working.
Yep.
Now mommy's focused on you and your homework.
Yep.
No, this is romance time. So do you and your husband have a date night? How do you keep the romance alive with four young kids?
Okay, so right now is baseball season and all four of them are in traveling baseball teams. So it's a little chaotic right now. However, we do date night. Absolutely. My husband travels a lot and any time that we figure out like it can work in the schedule, I will meet him for a night when whatever city he's in. So we do that a lot. Even we've been watching because we don't get home until so late with our kids for baseball. It's like crazy. I'm like, I need to go to bed at like 9 o'clock. Like, no, that's not happening. But we make sure to at least sit down on the sofa together for at least 30 minutes a night to just chill out. And then our kids are getting
just
a little
you and your husband. Kids.
Oh yeah.
30 minutes.
Even if it's not bedtime, I'm like, you guys can all read in your beds and then shut off the lights. But like, you're not allowed out here anymore because the day is over. And then the other thing that we do a lot that's amazing that I love is on the weekends, we go for walks in the morning. So we just set up breakfast for all the kids, turn on a show or put the oldest one in charge, and we go for a walk for an hour. And that's probably my favorite thing that we do.
That is so lovely. Yes, my husband and I have a big dog, a chocolate lab, and we walk him at least once or twice a day together. And
oh my God,
I think that's such a great time. a great way to connect with your significant other.
Yeah.
So what is your ideal day, Rachel? I gave you a little hint that I was going to ask you that. Mm-hmm. With all four quadrants of your life that you've told us about, what would your be like your ideal day where you would hit all four quadrants, which I think you said are your kids, your business, your self-care, your husband, and your home?
Yeah.
How would you hit, how would you construct your ideal day from morning, noon, and night?
This is so fun because I'm going to try to make it happen. Like, I actually want to do this now. I wake up early when the house is still quiet and I have coffee and I write. I'm writing another book right now. And that is my time where I'm the best creatively is in the morning and when I'm alone. So I would write and have my coffee and then my kids would wake up and that's fine. I would exercise outside preferably, but anywhere is good. Just, I have to get movement in my day. I would be out in my garden. My kids love my garden. We have a massive vegetable garden and it's where we hang out. It's where obviously we like grow a bunch of fun stuff. So I would definitely be spending time out there. I might go to a baseball game because I do love watching my boys play. And we always, Friday nights at our house, for since we've had kids, we make homemade pizzas, which are like a healthy version because I am big into like healthy fueling food. So we all make homemade pizzas and we watch a movie. And I think that my 11-year-old who like has the opportunity to go to all the places now, right, is like, no, not Friday nights though. Like Friday nights we do together. And so I think that would be my absolute perfect day.
Awesome. So that's a ritual you guys have every Friday night is you make homemade pizza and watch a movie. That is so cool.
Yeah, we try. And if it can't be Friday because we have something, then we always move it to Saturday or whatever, but we make it happen. Yeah.
That is great. What would you tell the younger version of yourself who is maybe 18 years old about life and adulting and how to have like a beautifully paced life without burning out?
Yeah. Two things. I would tell her to stop fixing so much stuff, like stop fixing everyone's problems and issues because you can't, and it's not going to make people love you or respect you. I had to learn that the hard way. And then the other one, I would tell her to let some shit go, just like, you know, enough with the shoulds in the world. This should be your path. You should do this. You should look like this. You should feel like this. I would tell her that there is so much more. It's so much more fun when you let go of that stuff and you start to live your life without living in a box.
That's beautiful advice. I love that because don't shit on yourself.
Yeah.
I'm a perfectionist. And the theme of the perfectionist is shoulda, woulda, coulda. Mm-hmm. Because when you're a recovering perfectionist, it's never good enough, right? Because it's all about seeking this unattainable goal called perfection.
If I'm shitting on myself, then it's
perfectionism. I think the opposite of perfectionism is what you mentioned before about failing. Mm-hmm. It's okay to fail.
Yeah.
It's totally okay to fail. Failure is the fertilizer for success because there is no failure. You either learn or you win, but there's nothing wrong with failing and then doing it messy. When I feel like I just need to do it, it's okay if it's messy. Done is better than perfect. I think perfection is really the enemy of progress.
It is. It's the killer. And you know, that was a huge catalyst for me to doing what I'm doing now because I saw some of my perfection tendencies arise in my kids. In their sports, in their schoolwork, they were so hard on themselves. And I'm like, why? What? Where is this coming from? And then I would look at myself and be like, oh yeah, I know where that's coming from. And my husband's the same way. And so we talk about things a lot differently now that I'm aware of this, you know, and that I know that I have such power as their mother to infuse something else, something better in the generation that's following.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because there's no fun in perfectionism. It is, if our goal is joy, and that's how I define success is the amount of joy I feel. If I'm in perfectionism, There's no joy in that. So now what I do is I strive for imperfection. Mm-hmm. I am not a mistake if I make a mistake. I'm just learning and on my path. So we're going to cut to a commercial break in a minute. My name is Rebecca Whitman. I am your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. We're taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We're coming to you live from Bold Brave TV. We're going to cut to a quick break. And when we come back, Rachel is going to tell us how we can stay in touch with her. We'll see you in a minute.
The opiate epidemic has reached crisis levels, and with so many families affected by addiction, opiate-related drug overdoses, and death, the time is now to have a real constructive conversation about addiction that could lead to better prevention, treatment, and recovery. Alan Charles, author and keynote speaker on drug abuse and prevention, presents The Alan Charles Show. Alan brings a message of hope, sharing his unbelievable story of surviving a 24-year addiction to cocaine and highlights from his memoir, Walking Out the Other Side, an addict's journey from loneliness to life. His raw honesty and courageous heart breaks the stigma of addiction and offers a unique perspective into the mind of an addict. Join Alan each week as he brings his listeners to a true understanding of the grip of addiction. It is only with this understanding that we can begin to heal. The Alan Charles Show, Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on the BBM Global Network. Have you ever felt like no one is listening, or you're not getting the honest attention you deserve? Do you even know the kind of attention you want or need? You are not alone. Alice Aspen March is here to help. Thanks to Alice, through her epiphany and research over the word attention, there are solutions to the attention dilemma. Worldwide audiences have been enthralled and engaged for over 40 years with her visionary and pioneering observations. The kind of attention we get and give is vital to improving our lives and society. Alice and her weekly guests review game-changing insights for transforming and improving our understanding of attention, providing techniques for creating healthier and empowering behavior. Get a new perspective on a mainstream word. Tune into Why Our Attention Matters for fresh and thought-provoking conversations every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern on boldbravemedia.com and the TuneIn Radio app.
Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm Rebecca Whitman, your host, coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. We are just finishing up an amazing interview with our guest today, Rachel Amarante. So, Rachel, how can people stay in touch with you?
Yes, you can find me on my website, which is theawakeningmotherhoodproject.com, and I am on Instagram. You can find me there. That's where I do most of my client communication at the beginning. So you can check me out, Rachel_Amarante. We'll put them in the show notes. And I would love to offer two things to any viewer. You can message me on Instagram for $200 off of a private coaching using the password or keyword Rebecca, or a free 20-minute consultation to get you started on this journey to reclaiming your identity in motherhood and beyond. Thank you. I'm so grateful to have been here with you. It's been such a pleasure.
It's been so great connecting with you, Rachel, and I'm looking forward to collaborate with you. We're going to have a workshop and go really deeper into these really potent topics that are so just alive right now for women, which is burnout, overwhelm, overcoming the hustle culture, how to redefine success, how to overcome perfectionism. So everyone who's listening, stay tuned because we're talking about doing a free live workshop together in July. So we'll have more details. Thank you so much, Rachel, for being on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. I love what you're doing to give moms their power and just their life back, where they don't have to live a life of guilt and feeling like they're not doing enough, and just giving moms the joy of just being having the privilege of raising, you know, beautiful kids. And thanks for all the work you do and for being on the show. And we'll definitely be in touch.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yay. So I'm just going to wrap up some of my thoughts about the show. I mean, these are just such potent topics of perfectionism and never enoughism. And like Rachel said, even though I am a burnout coach, I too can get burned out. So I am actually recovering from a week of COVID, and I feel like the universe had to stop me by giving me this virus to actually give me myself time to rest and recharge. Nothing else was going to stop me because I know how to work tired. I know how to work exhausted. I know how to work, you know, with a cold. But when it came to, oh my God, I don't want to give other people, I could still have worked with it because I'm just that person who will work with physical ailments. But when I didn't want to give anyone else this virus because I didn't want to hurt anyone. So I was forced to quarantine. And I got to tell you, the last 7 days have been somewhat blissful because I've just been sleeping, watching TV, just hanging out, really trying to quiet my mind, quiet just my energy, because I knew that if I had like a lot of churning energy, I wouldn't get well. And it's been a gift. So I really like the distinction. Things are never happening to you. They're happening for you. And yes, COVID happened for me, not to me. I want to share a couple of the great things we have going on at the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant community. We have a free 45-minute masterclass. You can find it in the link in the bio. It's called Six Figure Side Hustle, and I break it down into 5 simple steps. You got to check out this masterclass. You are going to love it. It's free, and you're going to walk away with so many revelations and aha moments. The second thing I want to talk about is I do offer a free breakthrough call. My calendar has been completely slammed. So much going on, but I have 3 openings this week for 45-minute breakthrough calls. Zero pressure. I'm totally of service and committed to giving you a breakthrough in whatever area of your life is challenging you the most. I teach there are 7 pillars of abundance: spirituality, fitness, emotions, romance, mindset, social life, and financial life. Whichever one of those areas is holding you back, blocking you, I'm committed to helping you break through in those 45 minutes. And I've had 100% success rate in getting people to break through. So I'm really excited. Snag one of those 3 spots. Again, the link is in my link tree. And also, if you're in the New York City area and you're a heart-based entrepreneur, I'm part of a great talk on June 22nd at 2 p.m. It's at Columbia University. It's kind of like TED Talks meets chicken soup for the soul. It's called Blue Talks, Business Life Universe. And I'm going to be one of the feature presenters there. It's a completely free 2-day conference. You can listen to so many different inspirational speakers, authors, coaches. They're going to give you stories, tips, tactics, tools, strategies on how you can be spiritual and entrepreneurial, heart-centered, and live your best life. I'm so excited to be there. Save the date, June 22nd, 2 p.m., Columbia University. Your free ticket is in the link in my bio. So again, go to the link tree, snag your free ticket. You get 2 days of free coaching from amazing coaches. They're coming in from all over the world. You're not going to want to miss this Blue Talk at Columbia University. And finally, I'm offering a free webinar. It's going to be with another coach. Her name is Lindsay. She's incredible. She coaches women on how to step into their power. It's going to be a free webinar on June 30th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are taking free applicants right now. There's a wait list. We don't have the link in the bio yet because we're still just taking a wait list. So send me an email. Send me a DM if you're listening to this on social to reserve your spot. Again, that's June 30th at 5 p.m. It's going to be a free webinar on how to step into your feminine power and how to manifest from your feminine energy, which is more magnetic and pulling things into you versus more masculine, which is going out and pushing your energy and making things happen. You're not going to want to miss this. It's with another coach who specializes in manifesting from your feminine energy. My name is Rebecca Whitman. I am your host. It's been wonderful spending time with you. Save the date. I'll be here at the same time next week. That'll be Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific, with another amazing interview. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, we would be so appreciative if you could leave a 5-star review and subscribe. We're so excited to help you guys on this show. We're going to be offering you incredible coaches like the one we had today in Rachel Amarante that are going to be taking you from burned out, drained, overwhelmed, not knowing where you're going to find your energy and where you're going to find your joy of life. And we're taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We'll see you next week, same time, 3 p.m. Eastern, with another incredible interview. Thank you for your support. Keep your vibe high and your hands clean. And we'll see you next week. Signing off from the Bold Brave TV Network. Bye-bye.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all 7 aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? Please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant.